Blog Talk Radio.
I know, how long has it been? It's been 2 months since I've joined you beautiful, wonderful people. And I wanted to apologize to you for not being available sooner. There are a lot of things that I can't find in this couple months, but you don't need to hear that. You just want to get on with the show. So I am happy to be here and be recording the show with you. I've moved, my company has moved, and it was a lot of moving, and I'm so happy to be, we're going to be moving again, but, you know, we have a few months in between. But I'm so elated, and God moved on me and told me to have to do the show today, and I apologize for rescheduling the show, but I'm here, and 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, but you can archive this show and you can listen to it. I miss you. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas. I hope you had a great New Year, and you look beautiful and fabulous all at the same time. So let's pray before we begin our show, because there's something important that the Holy Spirit would like to tell you. I, myself, am doing excellent. I'm doing very well. I am almost finished with my schooling. I'm getting my PhD in education, and a lot of great and wonderful things. It's been a beautiful 2016. It'll be even a more wonderful 2017. That's our year. This is our year. Whatever you're believing God for, whatever you're asking God to help you do, this is your year. It's time for you to do it in the name of Jesus. Do it. Do it. Do it. Whatever God has put on your heart, it's time. This is your year. This is our year. It's time to do what God has for you to do. If you need healing, you believe in God for your healing. Believe for it this year to be manifest. If you're believing God for a home and finances, believe God that this is your year. This will be the year. You have been waiting and waiting. Step out in faith and believe God and ask Him for it. Ask Him for it. Speak and you will find. Knock and you'll be open unto you. Jesus said that. So believe God for it. Ask Him for it and it will come to pass. I'm going to open the show in prayer. And we're going to have a song. And after the song, we're going to go into our message. Congratulations, part two. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and King, we thank you for this opportunity to allow you to hear and to speak to our hearts with your loving kindness and your mercy. Be our mouthpiece, Father. Give us ears to listen and a heart to understand. Give us wisdom and knowledge to discern your word, and help us to see things through the eyes of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for this meet that we're about to partake. Thank you for being our eyes and our ears. And thank you, Father, for giving us a heart to love others and to love ourselves. And, yes, more importantly, to love our neighbors as ourselves. We love you, Jesus. We have faith. We believe in the impossible. Our faith will bring it to pass by the power of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for our lives and our health. Thank you for Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. I believe that you will receive all that God has for you, all that God wants you to have, all that you're supposed to have. Believe it. Hope you believe it too. This song is by Danny Cokey, and it's called Tell Your Heart to Beat Again. Tell Your Heart to Beat Again. I'll be right back.
Shattered like you've never been before. The life you knew in a thousand pieces on the floor. And words fall short in times like these, when this world drives you to your knees. You think you're never gonna get back to the you they used to be. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday is a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. And tell your heart to beat again. That word wash over you. It's alright now. Love's healing hands have pulled you through. So get back up, take step one. Leave the darkness, feel the sun. 'Cause your story's far from over, and your journey's just begun. Tell your heart to be. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday's a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. And tell your heart to beat. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday's a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. And tell your heart to beat again. Your heart.
Father, glory, glory, glory to his name. You know, sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you have to tell your heart to beat again. Sometimes you have to pick yourself up. You do. You do. You're the one. Sometimes you do. Sometimes there's not enough time to call someone, to call your pastor or your friend or a family member. You have to do it. You're in that place where you're alone. And you have to say, no, I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm not going to do it anymore. I will not stand for it anymore. You have to tell your heart to beat again. You have to get your feet to move again. You have to think on your own again. Sometimes you have, only when you do it will you be able to gain the strength to know that you can do it. And a lot of times God is waiting for us to do it. So when will you do it? you have to do it. Then you know what's in you. And God is waiting on you to do it, because you know when you do do it, it's faith. You think, I have faith in God to help me as I take this next step. You to do it. Praise the Lord. I love that. I love it. I love it. I love it. I don't believe in any gray areas. I believe in yes and no, just like what Jesus said. Yay or nay. It's either yes or no. Either you're going to say yes or no. It's maybe. If you have a maybe, it means no. So it like makes life easier when we operate that way. The title of our show is Congratulations Part 2. Congratulations Part 1, I just add the groundwork of when we have problems, it's not the end of the world. You're alive. Start over again. Not every new year is a New Year's resolution, but every single day, even every single hour, you have the decision, you have the choice to start anew and start again. In Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 20, it says, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore, we, his servants, will arise and build. Do you have any problems today? Do you have just one? I say to you, congratulations. You have been officially stamped part of the human race. A problem, it's all about your perspective. How do you see the problem? As a potential or as a problem? Or as an opportunity in disguise? That is how God wants us to see our problems, as potentialities. He wants us to see your adversaries as opportunities. It's not a Christian, we're not the one who sees a difficulty in every opportunity, but we should be the one to see an opportunity in every difficulty. So it's all about your perspective. When you concentrate on the negative becomes bigger. But when you concentrate on the opportunity inside the negativity, the positive, the opportunity outgrows the negativity. And it changes your perspective. You know, I heard this saying a lot, and I've never really used it before, but it says when life throws you lemons, you make lemonade. And sometimes, saints, I know your problems can seem bigger than what you can handle. House being foreclosed, losing a job, those are big issues. But when you look at it, as God wants us to have another house, a better house, or God has something better in store, it changes your perspective. So think of a problem that you're struggling with today and get on your knees and ask God to show you the opportunity hidden away in that struggle that will bring him glory. In our business, we had an incident where our bank, we had to change banks. And we had this bank for 12 years, and all of our vendors were linked to it. And we had a lot of accounts and cards linked to it, and it just closed. And we had the unfortunate, it was unfortunate at the moment, but it turned out to be a blessing because we were able to sign up with a better bank. And I know in the grand scheme of things it's not a big deal, but it's a big deal when you're in business, when you have your cards not working, your checks don't count, and you have to get new checks. It's a big deal and when you're in business. And so I could have taken that opportunity and I could have said, well, woe is me, this is not going to work out. Why did this happen? No, I didn't. And, you know, I want to tell you too, saints, that when something happens in your life, you may not think it, but people are watching you. The world is watching you. People are watching your reaction to see if you're going to act the way they would act. They're looking at you. Even when you think they're not looking at you, people are watching you. They're seeing, well, how you're going to react. Oh, man, that person responded like I would, and they're no different than me. You are called to be different. You are called out of this world to shine as light in the world. That's why Jesus says, I wish that you were hot or cold. He said, because you are not neither hot or cold, you're lukewarm. That means I will spit you out of your mouth. How many times, I don't drink coffee personally, but how many times have you drank lukewarm coffee? I dare say never. Lukewarm coffee just doesn't sound right. Just doesn't ring. I mean, I'd rather have iced coffee or give me hot coffee. But lukewarm, I'm going to spit that out to be hot all the time. And he knows that we can't be hot all the time on our own. So he's given us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is my best friend. So where would I be without my Holy Spirit? I'm so dependent on the Holy Spirit. I need him every single moment. And it's not that I'm a burden to the Holy Spirit, but God loves that. We are his children. We're called to be children. Children are dependent on their parents. We are called to be dependent on God. You are called to be dependent. If you really want to take your Christian life seriously, then you have to, then God has to know that you're taking it seriously. Then you have to take God seriously. You have to take God serious at his word. There are a lot of predictions about 2016, and a lot of predictions. A lot of people saying how this is going to happen and that's going to happen. I don't really pay too much attention to those things. I pay attention to what the Holy Spirit is saying in these end times. I pay attention to what I'm supposed to do in these end times. It's time, saints. It's been time. Repent and believe in Jesus while there is still time. God has something special for you. He has something special for your life. And it's up to you. It's up to you if you haven't figured that out yet to do something. It's time for you to do something. It's time. So if you have a situation that you're facing, I say again, congratulations. The point of me saying that is look what's inside of that. Look what's inside the problem instead of allowing the problem to dictate to you that it is a problem. Look at what's inside the problem. Why did this happen? Why is this happening? And how can I turn this problem into an opportunity? It doesn't always have to be life. It doesn't always have to be centered around problems. Problems do exist, but you don't have to allow them to live with you. Or to maintain or have a permanent stay in your life. I don't want you to live that way. God doesn't want you to live that way because the more wrong, I'm not saying that you make wrong choices, but wrong choices are most times the source of many people's problems. Sometimes it's a problem that happens because someone else's choice or someone else's wrong move or what have you. But we have to look at why things happen. Find that reason, repent, and ask God to turn the situation around. Problems are not meant to stay, they're temporary. Joy is eternal, and true joy is found only in Jesus Christ. Ask Jesus to help you turn the situation around. Ask him to help you turn the problem around and to see what he wants you to see. And he will. He will help you. He will guide you. But you have to ask him. Ask him to help you. We're going to listen to another song. It's called Eye of the Storm. I hope you like it. I'll be right back.
In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. And in the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. When the solid ground is falling out from underneath my feet, between the black skies and my red eyes, I can barely see. When I realize I've been sold out by my friends and my family, I can feel the rain reminding me. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me. In the eye of the storm, when my hopes and dreams are far from me and I'm running out of faith, see the future I picture slowly fade away. And when the tears of pain and heartache are pouring down my face, I find my peace in Jesus' name. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You says I've only got a few months left. It's like a bitter pill I'm swallowing. I can barely take a breath. And when addiction steals my baby girl and there's nothing I can do, my only hope is to trust you. I trust you, Lord. In the eye of the storm, you got.
What a great, great song. I played that song in correlation to the first song that I played, To Tell Your Heart to Beat Again. And after you told your heart to beat again, after you've gotten on your own 2 feet, and you look that storm right in the eye, and you quote to them God's word, and you, by the word of God, recreate the situation by the word of God. You don't let the circumstances dictate your destiny. And so you get up on your own 2 feet, and you look into that eye of the storm, your problem, and you quote the word of God, and you redesign your destiny by the word of God. So in the eye of the storm, control. You are in control. You have the power of God on the inside of you, living on the inside of you, helping you, guiding you, giving you discernment, giving you wisdom. You have help. You are not alone. You have help. And that help is right on the inside of you, and it is more powerful than any person or being in this universe. You have the help of the Spirit of God living on the inside of you. Know who the Holy Spirit is. Get to know Him. He is a real person. He is beautiful. He is wonderful. And He is the Spirit of the living God living on the inside of you. That same Spirit that allowed our Lord and Savior, our King, Jesus Christ, to perform the mighty acts and miracles that He did. That same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives on the inside of us. Know who the Holy Spirit is. Ask Him for wisdom when you read the Word. Ask Him for your help. Nothing is too small or too big to ask the Holy Spirit. And you'll begin to start hearing God's voice, hearing Him speak to you. And when that happens, you'll make your choices become wiser, and you'll make fewer mistakes in life. I'm not saying you won't make any mistakes, but you won't make as many mistakes because the Holy Spirit knows the end from the beginning. And when you trust in Him, He loves you. He'll lead you. But you have to establish that relationship by recognizing that the Holy Spirit is a real person and that He's there to guide you, to lead you, and most of all, to help you and to teach you how to love others and to love yourself and to love God and to show God's love to others too. So I want to thank you for listening. Our next show will air next week, and it's called Just Do It. I love that. Just do it. I have been a Christian since I was 8 years old, and I am more in love with Jesus. I grow more in love with Him every day. He's real to me. And, you know, I am a stranger, and I look to my eternal home, which is in heaven, living with Jesus forever. I can hardly wait till that happens. And I hope that you too come to the realization that this world is a temporary situation. So don't try to apply permanent solutions in a temporary situation. Don't buy a home thinking that it's permanent when you're in a temporary situation. Don't apply permanent solutions in a temporary situation. Be kingdom minded, heaven minded, and look up toward heaven. Our King draws nigh. Bless you. I'll talk to you next week. Thank you. Bye for now.